So the next layer I want to look at is the one of the trance processes involved. You'll find all the information we're about to use on CD11, Conversational Trance Formulas, How to Get What You Want. So remember, one of the things I was trying to do here is I had a specific outcome in mind. The outcome was to help you change from someone who doesn't tell stories naturally into becoming a hypnotic storyteller. That's one of the things I've been involved in here, and to put in the strategies, the ways of thinking, and all the things you need to have in order to be a natural hypnotic storyteller. So I use the PCAT formula for personal change in order to help you install those particular things. The PCAT formula is the problem, confuse, access resources, and transform. So we began by a general orientation, a setting of the framework, by talking about becoming a master of conversational hypnosis. What it does is it creates the frame, the parameters within which everything else will take place. Your unconscious mind will now understand the whole of the communication in terms of how can I become a master of conversational hypnosis. The next step, which was the first story, is all about activating the problem. The problem really is going to be that people who've listened to the program are going to feel somehow a little bit anxious, a little nervous, some kind of performance anxiety, that they might not be able to come out with the words at the right time when the whole thing happens. So now we come on to the next stage of the PCAT formula, confuse. We want to overload the conscious mind so that we can get straight to unconscious interactions. And we have two layers of confusion things going on here. The first one is they're talking about security and insecurity. And we're using the double pun, the ambiguity about being insecurity. In other words, inside security, or having insecurity. In other words, feeling insecure in some ways. The next level of confusion happens with this idea of what do we mean by mastering conversational hypnosis. And already we have some confusional language going on there, which we'll look a little bit more at once we look at the actual language patterns within the stories. So now we've created a layer of confusion, which also has embedded within it certain suggestions like using the other mind, etc. The next stage will be to begin to activate solutions. So the activation of solution begins with the second story, the story about jongleurs, the improvisational theatre workshop that I attended. Notice again that I'm still playing a little bit with some confusion patterns just to make sure everything kind of blends together nicely. So we're talking about being right and left, and then left, right in the middle of the whole thing. It's already kind of mirroring the same kind of stuff we've been doing before in a lighter way to kind of season your way into or move your way gently into the next phase. Then we begin with an induction. So the first phase of activating resources is to create an informal induction so that you go inside and find resources. So you have the repetition of words like inside, going inside. These are instructions to the unconscious mind. Once we have a nice pleasant trance beginning to occur, the first level of resources are activated with words like just relax, take it easy, let your unconscious mind do the work. So notice these become emotional triggers that have been set, which begins the process of activating resources. That's the first layer of resources. The next layer of resources occurs with the storytelling. There are two purposes to the storyteller's story. The first one matches your experience as the audience, the person listening, by talking about, first of all, wanting to become a storyteller. So there's already an anticipation building that a solution of some sort will come. The second layer is to give some hint as to the direction where that solution will come from. So we talk about the embedded suggestion, listen to the story about a wiser you. So the wiser you story is going to have embedded within it some of the ideas of the core concepts about being a good storyteller. Of course, later on, we come back to this idea of what a good storyteller is when we find out where do you get inspiration from for your actual stories. And there again, the story of Martha helps, because you find out, as we'll come on to in a moment, how you can get the inspiration or the seed of an idea that will become your stories. The next story is that of the golden ram and the wiser you. This is in essence an allegory. An allegory is a story which matches people's experiences in the terms of its structure so that you can see for reference points on how to change yourself. In this allegory, I won't give away all the meanings of the different characters, but essentially we have the ram and the ewe. Of course, we call the ewe the wiser ewe because it's a nice ambiguity about who are we talking about. We're talking about your unconscious mind. That's the wiser ewe. Now, the ram, in essence, represents then your conscious mind, the one that wants to have all this veneer of social acceptance and look good and be accepted, whilst the wiser you knows how to really live life and enjoy things. And of course, all the things that happen to the ram as a result of trying to live up to other people's expectations versus how the you resolves the actual problems creates a nice analogy between the balance between the conscious and the unconscious mind. There are other things buried inside there, which I'm going to invite you to take your time to look through and think about and find for yourself. Because part of the charm of stories is that you don't get told what they mean. You've got to find your own meaning inside of them. And the beauty is, your unconscious mind will find more meaning inside them than you can find consciously. So once you've exhausted what you think is all the conscious content within these stories, you'll find that your unconscious mind has even more things to find and even more ways to learn about life from those things. Now, the next thing that's happened is that we have the first series of embedded suggestions of the actual transformational process. So that comes in the form of very direct suggestions. Now, these direct suggestions are all about the power of the unconscious mind and the wisdom of the unconscious mind. And already they parallel a lot of the things that you've learned from the story, the allegory, the fairy tale that preceded it. So now we're pulling the lessons out a little bit more formally, although still reasonably indirectly in its setting of the language. It's a very soft set of language. The other thing that these things do is it gives the unconscious mind instructions of where to find the inspiration for stories and your consciousness, the direction that you need to trust your unconscious mind in order to make up these stories and to flow naturally as a storyteller. All that is within the few short paragraphs of very direct suggestions of be more childlike, of suggestions to trust the unconscious mind because it has all the resources, explaining that the unconscious has all the memories that you've gathered over the years because you can't remember all those things consciously. So when you start trusting the unconscious, of course, all those resources come back to life. And that's where the storyteller's real fodder comes from. Your information, your facts, your skills, everything is embedded inside there. Once that sequence has gone through, we finish the story of the golden ram and the wise you. So we create a complete loop at that point. And then we come back onto the third story, which is the storyteller's story. Now that we've set the groundwork of how to become a good storyteller, which is to trust your unconscious, this question still comes, which is, what stories do you tell? We've got the idea of where the skill comes from, but where are the actual ideas come from for the stories? That's what the second sequence is all about. The storyteller introduces the story of Martha. Now, the story of Martha does many things at the same time. One of the things that the story of Martha does is, it helps you unclutter all the internal clutter that you've had inside yourself. Now, in contrast to the direct suggestions embedded between story 4, which is all about trusting the unconscious mind, the story in the Martha story, the trance process embedded in the Martha story, is a very different kind of trance process. It's called a parallel process. So this parallel process is telling you to do certain things inside your mind, but it sounds like it's part of the story. So in the Martha story, going inside the attic is the equivalent of the unconscious mind going through all your memories and experiences and sorting your memories and experiences into the same three piles. Piles of the rubbish you get rid of, those are the traumas, the anxieties, the fears, all the bad stuff that's happened to you. Then you have a pile of stuff that you no longer need. Those are the lessons you've learned in life. And they may well have come from unpleasant experiences, but they're still important lessons for you. So you want to take those things and you're going to put them to another side to give away. Those are the gifts you give to people. In other words, you're no longer being held back by those things because they happened, but you take the learnings, you move on, and as you move on, you let other people have the advantage of learning with you. finally, we have the final pile of the stuff that you take with you. Those are your current beliefs, your current desires, the current things that you want to achieve in life. And that can be a much lighter load, which again is another metaphor for, you know, taking a weight off your shoulders. So now we have the complete sequence, including a second transformational process. So up until this point, we've been accessing resources all the way through to the end of story four. Because the resources are to just relax and take it easy, trust the unconscious mind, be more childlike. These are all the resources we've been building up. When we come on to stage five and go through that trance process that Martha has in cleaning up her attic, at that point, you have the whole transformation taking place. So you're also talking to the unconscious and saying, let's take all these other resources you've had here and apply them. Finally, of course, we go through the whole goodbye ritual, letting go of the past so you can move on to the future. Now, so far, we've gone through the whole PCAT formula. Now it's time to come back out again and do a little bit of future pacing, of future memories, of how these things will work out in practice. The first thing that happens is you're closing the fifth story. And in closing the fifth story, you're also planting the seed of where all your stories will come from in the future. Where do they come from? Well, of course, they come from your own life lessons, the experiences you've had yourself. Those are the most powerful ways of finding stories that affect and influence other people. And the story of Martha was very nicely adapted to create that. And of course, the storyteller, an archetype for the very thing that you want to become yourself, reveals the answer that you've been looking for all along. So you've created a whole amount of tension in the terms of psychological drama that's built up to that point. And at the release of this is where you find your stories, all the other things, all the other transformations suddenly take effect. Then it's just a question of looking to the future about how easy things will be when you're doing all the things that we've been talking about. So those are the trance processes that have been embedded inside each of the stories and takes you through a whole journey from the beginning where you have a problem, through confusing your mind a little bit and allowing the trance to take part, so you have confusion and trance induction side by side. And then you go through a whole rigmarole of building up resources, building up resources, building up resources, until you get to the point of transformation. So we use the PCAT formula from CD11 as a way of structuring the actual metaphors. We've also used the same formula, in essence, inside the story of Martha, showing you how to clear up all the clutter inside your mind by creating a metaphorical resolution.